This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has joined the United Kingdom and Israel in accusing Iran of carrying out a deadly drone strike that killed two aboard a tanker off Oman. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement in a statement Sunday. He said, upon review of the available information, we are confident that Iran conducted this attack, which killed two innocent people using one-way explosives, a lethal capability is increasingly employing throughout the region. He added that there was no justification for the attack, which follows a pattern of attacks and other belligerent behavior, he said. Iran earlier denied being involved. Israel's prime minister directly blamed Iran and made a veiled threat about retaliating. 6 months after seizing power from the elected government, Myanmar's military leader has declared himself prime minister and said he would lead the country under the extended state of emergency until elections are held in about 2 years. A state of emergency was declared when troops moved against the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st, an action the general said was permitted under the military-authored 2008 constitution. Military claimed a landslide victory in last year's national elections was achieved through massive fraud but offered no evidence. The military takeover was met with massive public protests that has resulted in a lethal crackdown by security forces who routinely fire live ammunition into crowds. Nearly 1,000 people have been killed. The United States' top infectious disease expert is warning that more pain and suffering is ahead as COVID-19 cases climb again and officials plead with unvaccinated Americans to get inoculated. Dr. Anthony Fauci said on ABC's This Week that he does not foresee additional U.S. lockdowns because he believes enough people are vaccinated to avoid a recurrence of last winter.